It's nice to be back in ordinary time. For one thing, it opens up the possibilities for our point of focus for the day. For instance, during the Christmas season, you really do have to spend every Sunday talking about very specific topics. You know, the birth of Christ, the Magi, etc. So if only for the sake of variety, let's stick to the first reading today. It was the book of the prophet Isaiah. I know we heard a lot from him during Advent, but this is later on in the book. And what God says to Isaiah, he's saying to all of us indirectly. Okay? Allow me to summarize real quick. The Lord said to me, "You are my servant. It is too little for you to be my servant, to raise up and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." I just didn't feel like going back to my chair. Now, that's us. Okay? We are servants of God. And according to that reading, we basically have two jobs. One, to restore our people and recover what was lost. And two, to be Christ to absolutely anybody we can. In my opinion, the first job is harder, restoring what was lost. That is tough, because sometimes you can't go back to the way it once was. Sometimes you have to accept your losses and start over from scratch. Sometimes there's just too much history to overcome, and that's just not easy. So allow me to share a little bit of wisdom from a friend of mine. Her name is Elizabeth. Elizabeth is a Unitarian, so she's pretty far from our understanding of faith as Catholics, but not as far as others. And she's the sweetest person you'd ever meet. She holds no grudges against anyone or anything. She has never had a bad experience with the Catholic Church or anything like that. She is who she is. And she was telling me that her biggest frustration with her church is that there are a number of people who spend an inordinate amount of time complaining about Catholics. Some of them are, of course, ex-Catholics. Others have had Catholic run-ins, whatever that means. You name it. But basically, a lot of their talking comes down to, "I don't know what I believe, but it's all going to be okay as long as I'm not Catholic." And of course, Elizabeth was telling me that, reasonably, she feels uncomfortable in those environments. She feels uncomfortable when those conversations inevitably happen because she hasn't had that experience. She is not bleeding from those spiritual wounds. So, in spite of our differences, I could talk to someone like Elizabeth all day and all night with glee and delight. But those other people in church, and I'm not saying that all Unitarians are like that, just the ones that frustrate her, those people, I don't think there'd be anything I could do. You know, there's just so much pain, too much animosity, too much history for me to restore what was lost, at least in an immediate sense of the word. I really do believe that the best thing to do in that situation is to leave those people alone, pray for them, of course, be a good person when around them, and hope that over time their anger will eventually subside. Restoring what was lost is not easy, because some things have to run their course. Now, bringing salvation to the ends of the earth, being Christ to absolutely anybody you can, that you absolutely can do. Absolutely, you can do that. And it's not so much about geography. I'm sure many of you realize you do not need to go to an undiscovered jungle to be a missionary. the ends of the earth these days isn't so much about location as culture. There are plenty of people all around you who couldn't be farther from Christ. And for the most part, it's not their fault. It's not. It's not their fault, for the most part. I know it's easy to assign blame. It's easy to pass judgment. It is very easy to be resentful. But there are so many factors at play. You know, even the people whose souls seem to be made out of vinegar, you know they didn't start out that way. Salvation can be brought to them. Something new and good can begin with them. I've got a member of the family. She's the wife of my older cousin. They're both doctors. She started off, when we met her over a decade ago, she had some nominal faith. So I admit it's not truly starting over from scratch. She had some nominal faith, but it was cool and passive. Okay? Faith wasn't that big of a deal for her. She doesn't feel that way anymore because she works in palliative care. So what that means is she is working with people at the very end of their lives, and it's her job to make those final days as dignified and as painless as humanly possible. And when you work that job for as long as she has, you are going to see some stuff. Okay? She saw bravery in the face of death. She saw joy and contentment on the faces of people who knew that they were going to literally be in pain for the rest of their lives. She saw people refuse to die until their last family member got off the plane, drove to the hospital, and said their goodbyes. She saw a lot. I'm certainly not doing her story justice, and I'm sorry for that. But the point is so straightforward that not even I can mess it up. Salvation, the nature of salvation, dawned upon her. And that revelation did not come in the form of a booming voice in the sky, which we hear in the gospel story about Jesus' baptism. We didn't specifically hear that in the reading, but in other readings of Jesus' baptism, there is a booming voice in the sky. Didn't happen to my cousin's wife. This revelation did not come from the Bible or any other book. It certainly didn't come from an internet debate. I don't think that ever happens, actually. Call me biased. No, it came from people. Real people. Sick people. People weak and vulnerable. People who may very well have believed that there was absolutely no reason that they should still be alive. And if that's the case, those people are wrong. They're wrong because all of them collectively inspired her, little by little, to a place closer to Christ. And God bless them for it. You can do it. You may be doing it right now. You can be a light to the nations. God knows it is not easy or obvious. God knows that when we lose someone to the faith, it hurts like nothing else. But in spite of all that, Christ is the light of the world, Lumen Gentium. And you can do it. You can bring that light to the world. Just be good. Be unafraid, and be yourself.